There once was a mom who had two children. She had an older daughter, but she really wasn't ready. But she did really love watching professional sports like basketball, baseball, soccer, high lie, bowling. Handball. Yeah, she loved all those kind of sports. And then she finally makes her way out. And she's okay. Now, we've practiced this so many times, it's unbelievable.
Emily, show them your television.
Oh. It's a football game. It's on TV. So the mother's youngest child, Susan, likes different things. Yep, since she enjoys reading and drawing comic books and playing video games. On one cold, chilly, and freezing Missouri day, it snowed. It snowed a lot. There was snow as far as the eye could see. Susan and Emily's mom looked outside. You looking outside? Okay. Looked outside and saw the snow that it had temporarily stopped. She didn't have time to shovel, but wanted the driveway to be done so that their father could come home to a clear and snow-free driveway.
Coming home soon, and I would like for him to be able to pull into the driveway without any snow. He likes coming home to a shoveled driveway, but I cannot do it since I am cooking and washing dishes. Can you do this for me? It would really help me out.
What? No way. I am not going out there. I am not going to go in the cold, and I'm not going to put on my mittens, boots, and jacket. No, 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 no.
Oh, what am I going to do with her?
Emily's mom was upset with what happened. She did not like what she saw or Emily's behavior. She turned then and went to Susan, her other child.
Susan, can you go outside and shovel for me? I want this done for your dad, and Emily is not going to do it. I know it is cold and that it will be a lot of work, but I would like this done. Your dad would greatly appreciate it.
Sure thing, Mom. I'll get right to it.
As her mom was fixing supper, she heard the front door open and close. She smiled to herself and said, "Oh, I'm so glad that Susan is doing this." She set a dish down and went to look out the window to see. Emily was shoveling the driveway. Their mom then went to the living room to see that Susan was playing video games. Which kid did what their mom wanted? Was it Susan? Or was it Emily? Jesus tells us a similar story in which a dad asks his two sons to work in the vineyard, you know, where they do all the grapes are growing and all that. The first son refused, just like Emily, but later changed his mind and went. The other son said, oh, he would do it, just like Susan, but later changed his mind and didn't do it. Jesus used this story to teach this point. Jesus forgives all of our sins. He forgives every last one, every last one. Sometimes we can be like the first son and Emily and not listen to God. We might do things that we are too embarrassed to talk about. We might do things that we are sad that we did, and we might be disappointed that we did. We don't always do what pleases God. We don't. However, when we are sorry for the wrong that we have done, we know that Jesus forgives us. Jesus forgives us and always will. His death on the cross for us forgives us of every wrong that we have done, past and future. His resurrection proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, proves to us that we are forgiven, and we are forgiven people. We are children of God, even though we can be like the people in both stories. We know that our God forgives. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.